95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog, and your official radio station for Biketoberfest. Coincidentally, talking about Biketoberfest, because we got Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot, who are bringing great flavors and enjoyable beverages for your Biketoberfest needs. And we had Bobby Friss, who was providing a good soundtrack to Biketoberfest out there at the Iron Horse this whole weekend, so that's good.
Absolutely.
And we got more to talk about, because I know there's a lot of Miller Lite events we got to talk about, too. Yep. Should we get a beverage while we talk?
Let's get a beverage, because you know when we're here, there's beer.
Oh, my God. She did it. Yes. Let's hear it for it. Yes. That's right. We almost forgot it.
Yeah.
Is that a Yingling?
Yes.
I have not had just a straight Yingling. I know we had the Hershey's
and the Oktoberfest.
Right.
But, yeah, it's been a little while since we've done just plain old Yingling.
Get back to the OG, right?
Seriously. Yes.
America's oldest brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And as bikers, the four of us know, Yingling is good for a good ride.
That's
just
right.
It's not an actual riding while you drink. I just mean like it's good. It'll take a ride on Yingling.
Like my bicycle?
No, just like a mental ride, like a taste bud ride.
Okay, there.
It rides over your tongue. Ride. Yeah. Oh, wait, let me do that. Amelia, normally you read the can. Let me just do one. Yingling, it'll ride your taste buds like a hog.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
That's
I
good,
love
right?
That.
Oh, you tried one. All right,
I'm borderline offense.
You freaked out? Josh is a little weirded out by that. I take that back.
Oh my gosh. This is actually one of their sayings, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yingling, spread your wings.
Really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's why they spread your wings. Flight as well.
I did not know that. So, the Yingling flight, you get different incarnations of Yingling.
Correct.
Okay, good.
That's their lighter version of Yingling.
Okay.
Their lighter version of Yingling.
I think
you
said flights, like a beer flight.
Oh, no. No, Yingling. So they have Yingling?
Yeah.
Yingling light. Yingling flight.
I'm really testing your vocabulary.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time getting all these words together.
It's from America, I swear.
We've only had one beer, really.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
And Tampa.
Brewed in Tampa. That's why it's so fresh.
That's right. And all those flavors are coming to Daytona Beach this weekend for Biketoberfest. And make sure when you're out there ordering, you grab your favorite SR Parrot product, whatever it is.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah,
You remember it was either last year or the year before where we did a huge campaign for Yingling where it was the freshest Yingling you could get. I believe it was almost the very next day.
Yeah,
exactly.
I thought that was one of the coolest things they've ever done.
Freshest beer.
Yeah, well, I mean, they literally like grabbed it from Tampa, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was here the next day.
Ran it over here.
In the store as well. So we were loading them
very
early.
Okay, because in my head, I was like, this is the closest I'll get to ever putting my head under a beer tap or where it's coming directly
out of the tanks.
Out of being brewed, yeah. But that's great. All right. What were you going to tell us? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, Yingling is sponsoring the stage over at Cackleberry Campgrounds if anybody's heading over to Cackleberry. Ooh. So we got that going on over there. And then there may or may not be another wild tattoo contest.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At Iron Horse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So that would be with Tropical Tattoo, you know, just depending if,
you
gotta
get enough contestants and a lot of people in there. Yeah.
Well, the approvals and hoops you have to jump through these days,
I understand.
I'm still holding out. I'm still holding out for it.
Well, people will still expose their tattoos to you anyway at the
You're definitely going to see some tattoos.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's going to be a good time regardless. And if that show's on, that is something else you won't want to miss. It's super entertaining.
I'm willing to get Steve's face as long as I can't see it.
Yes. Yeah. If you can get a tattoo of Steve's face just anywhere on the dark side of your body.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And if the sun catches it, so be it. It still looks good. Now, let's get into one more tasty beverage. This is a big can you got right there, Mamilia. And I mean that in the... I'll skip over. Go.
Yes. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon, of course.
Yes.
You know,
What
would a bike week be or Biketoberfest without PBR? Absolutely. And have you guys seen our PBR can car yet?
No, I've seen it only in pictures.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Tell me about it. What is it? Does it actually have beer in it?
It's shaped like a 16-ounce PBR can, and then they carved out the middle. It's a one-seater. It looks really freaking cool.
It's pretty neat.
Would it be fair to call it the Wienermobile of beer cars?
Yes.
Yep. That's what it is.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I should probably put a brand on that.
It's a PBR can on wheels.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I've only seen pictures. So is it going to be out and around this weekend?
It is going to be out and around this weekend.
Oh, snap. Steve, you and me. Well, it's one seater, so only one of us at a time. But
you
we can
sit on my lap.
We can get next to it. Not the first time.
They won't let me drive it.
Really? Yeah, that's a damn shame. Well, you got to have the licensing.
right?
CBL stuff or whatever.
Something like that.
Did I say that right? Wherever you head out, make sure you ask for any of these fine SR Perot products, which you can go to srperot.com/beerfinder and find them. But if you can't find those, you're not looking. Right,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so what else is happening this weekend that we need to know about? Obviously, the fun. Bobby Frist, who we spoke with on the front side here,
yes,
will be all weekend long at Iron Horse. Yes, the Middle Lake Girls will be there kicking it. What else we got going on?
The Razorbacks. Ooh. Razorbacks are going to be here this weekend,
okay,
too.
All right.
So tonight they're going to be at Destination Daytona Pavilion from 4 to 8.
All right.
Saturday they're going to be at Saints and Sinners over at Destination Daytona, yeah, that biker bar when you first pull in.
That's a cool place.
It is a cool spot. Yeah, yeah. From 4 to 8 p.m. they're going to be there. And then on Sunday they've got the closing show at Bank and Blues.
Oh, from nice.
2:30 to 9:30.
Right. Yeah.
That's because, a full weekend.
And a lot of people, yep, that mm-hmm. Sunday one is fun. I've been to that Sunday performance. That's a lot of fun because there are people, yeah, who are just not willing to give up.
Yeah, like, exactly.
This party is going to keep going.
Yep.
Those are the people you want to hang with, right?
Absolutely.
They're not interested in stopping anytime soon.
That's funny.
So that's some of the fun. And again, the Middle, yes, Lake Girls will be all weekend at the Iron Horse and around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And then we'll have some Yingling people out.
Nice.
Maybe some White Claw. White Claw girls going to be down at the Doghouse,
really,
tomorrow. Really? 4 to 5 to 8 p.m.,
Do they have a name, that group? Do they have a... Because I can give you one if you want.
Like the White Claw Spice Girls?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let's,
the White Claw Cats.
I know you got a lot of work to do. You guys got to get out there and stoke the flames of this Biketoberfest party. And we appreciate you stopping by and giving some of your time today. And thanks to Bobby Frist as well,
yeah,
for jumping in. He'll be rocking the stage tonight at Iron Horse. We'll be out there. So raise your glasses this weekend and cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.